In hell, we're all one big corporate family. Unfortunately, if you're listening to this trading podcast, we've made you redundant. We've tried all we can to avoid this difficult, unprecedented, and challenging situation, including reducing director bonuses by 0.01%, but the challenging, unprecedented, and difficult economic crisis has made it unavoidable. We hope this educational podcast will give you and your families the skills to survive this challenging, unprecedented, and challenging time. I'm joined by Eternal Damnation Human Resources Executive Terry Matchstick, who's here to share some great tips on making your money go further. Terry, hi.
Hi, Michael. Thanks so much for putting this training resource together for our teams. It really is an unprecedented, challenging, and difficult time for all of us, not just those that have been made redundant.
It was a pleasure to put this together, Terry. And it's great to see you looking so healthy. Did you enjoy your holiday?
It was wonderful. A real once-in-a-lifetime experience. We loved it so much that when we got home, Jacob said, "Let's do it. Let's book it again for next year."
So impulsive. Love it. We managed to get away twice this year.
Oh, cruising?
Only on weekends.
Well, we had a fabulous private tour of the Lake of Fire. Then Jacob whisked me off on a dragon, and we flew over to visit the Whore of Babylon.
Taylor took me to the top of the Pit of Locusts, gave me some binoculars, and when I looked down, my whole family, Mum, sisters, aunties were all there. He'd flown them all out.
Jacob arranged for me to try on Princess Diana's wedding dress. Then had
Taylor bought me the original Ark of the Covenant.
Jacob has giant wings and can fly.
Let's move on.
Okay. I completely sympathize with how difficult it must be to worry about where your next meal will come from at this difficult and unprecedented time. That's why we're heading over to Kevin's house, our recently laid off admin assistant, to share with him some tips on how to make meals on a budget for him and his three serpents. So, what are you waiting for, Michael? Let's go! Play that sound here.
Can I help you?
Put these in the kitchen, Kevin.
Can't just let yourself in.
Oh my god, what is that?
Drobo!
What is it?
It's okay. Drobo, stop it.
It's looking at me. What does it want?
It's okay, she's friendly.
That was a close shave, Michael.
Can I come in, please?
Actually, Kevin, could you leave the kitchen, please?
So, let's have a look at what Kevin has knocking around in his rather tired-looking kitchen cupboards.
Oh my goodness. It's just all tins, isn't it?
What's Tesco coming later?
It's just so bleak. But fear not. Terry is going to show us how to make even the most depressing selection of tins feed a whole family. A great skill for the newly unemployed who find themselves in a challenging, unprecedented, and difficult situation.
So what have we got in here? A tin of peas. I never knew they came in tins. Let's pop that into a bowl. We've got this tin of despair in gravy sauce. Let's pop that in too.
Clearly, Kevin isn't doing too bad for himself, but what if our listeners don't even have tins of food in their cupboard?
Well, to them, I'd say, have you ever tried licking lichen off the gates of Hades?
Or you could just eat dog food.
Yeah, another great suggestion. Also, in case you haven't noticed, Michael, it's very hot in hell. Air conditioning bills are through the roof.
Great point. How can our recently unemployed cut their aircon bills?
Stop moving. Sit yourself down in a chair, if you own one, and don't move. Actually, you'll find yourself getting less hungry and thirsty if you stop moving.
What about ceasing to exist?
No longer existing can be a really fantastic way to save money.
I just need my inhaler from the top drawer.
God, Kevin, just go away.
I can't breathe.
We had such a great time at Kevin's house. I loved seeing how he lives his life in his tiny little cave with his great big serpents and piles of unclean laundry and washing up. And I really didn't know Esma could kill you.
Well, we're never truly dead here in Hell, but I'm sure Kevin is having a great time being reincarnated as a urinal cake.
Oh, bless. Lunch.
Fabulous idea.
Burnt Toast Presents, Workplace Creatures. Written and edited by Tom Munden. Featuring Nathan Peter Grassi, Jess Lloyd Jones, Craig Brown. Artwork by Deprived Anxiety. I would also appreciate a credit. My name is Harvey and I'm an actor and robot. I once played a shoplifter in The Bill. My one line was cut out, but I can do it for you here if you'd like. What you looking at, Governor? Then I ran out into the road and got hit by a police car. I was so excited I had a line in the show, and I invited all my colleagues from Budgens over to my best sit, and they laughed at me when it just showed 2 seconds of my face all mushed up under the police car.